How'd you get her?
Как ты вообще получил ее?
You are blessed. It's a gift.
Ты благословен.
Every morning you wake up, you say, "Thank you, Jesus."
Ты просыпаешься каждое утро и говоришь: "Спасибо, Иисус."
Oh, don't look at me that way.
Смотрите на меня так.
And what is your name? Paul. Molly.
Зовут Павел и Молли.
Oh, let's bless Paul and Molly.
Давайте благословим их.
Come on, let's bless them.
Давайте благословим их.
Oh, you two have so much vision, so much energy. There's such creativity, but there's not the avenues yet created to unleash all of the potentiality that God has placed within your lives. But I'm going to create those avenues and those opportunities. You both are going to be blessed in the works of your hands. And I mean both, not just him, but you as well, Molly. Because the body of Christ needs to become a bride and needs to be beautified and prepared for the bridegroom. And this is your portion to cause women, young ladies, to be lifted up in esteem and to speak a word in due season that will cause them to be translated and changed into the glorious revelation of how God created them. And so there's going to be unique opportunities in the business arena of life to cause a connection of people that are groping around in disillusionment, that don't know how God perceives them. They just see the ugliness. You're going to show them in Christ what is the beauty that they can enter into. The beauty of the Lord shall rest upon both of you. The beauty of the Lord. My son, there is going to be opportunity and a networking of individuals that will come into your path at the appointed time. You need this. It's not just an individual ability. It is a networking that will cause those that have other pieces to the puzzle to be put to your pieces to the puzzle, and it'll bring out the fullness of what God is going to cause you to enter into. You see, I'm going to bless the works of your hands as well. There is a unique opportunity that's coming forth. Prepare yourself for it. It's not going to be people of low life, people of questionable integrity. There's going to be men and women of integrity that you're going to instill the vision. You're going to take your portion and your part, and it's just going to cause a great increase to come and a new vehicle of expression to release finances in the kingdom of the Lord. See, both of you are great givers. What you have, you give. This is it. You just will just do anything for anyone. You'll just, whatever there's a need, you'll just give it. And sometimes it's been difficult for you. And you've given out of your need, and it's been tight, and it's been hard sometimes. But the Lord sees what you've done in secret. I will, saith the Lord, reward you openly. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Woo! This fun?
Классно, да?
Do you see why I wore myself out after 30 years of this?
Видите, почему я устаю после 30 лет, когда я делала
это? I go 2-3 in the morning, you know?
До 2-3 часов ночи так.
Oh my gosh, it's fun though. It's just fun.
Классно, да?
See, I'm getting back into this.
Видите, я вхожу назад в это.
You know, you're seeing a miracle here. Hallelujah.
Чудо здесь.
Come here, you two.
Вы двое, идите сюда.
Я
потом пойду туда. И так туда.
And then we're going to have an anointing of oil time.
Потом будем помазывать их келеем. Аллилуйя.
How long have I already been prophesying?
Как долго уже я пророчествую?
Oh, it's been longer than that.
Saying,
each word is 10 minutes.
Каждое слово хотя бы 10 минут длится.
About 45 minutes.
А я где-то уже 45?
No.
Yes.
See, time just goes fast.
Время просто летит, да?
Let's bless this couple.
Давайте благословим эту пару.
There was the first generation, the first fruits of those that established my kingdom. And the foundation was established in the beginning correctly. But then there was allowed a leaven of hypocrisy to come in. And so it got disjointed and people were fractured. And they fled because of the manipulations of so-called apostles and so-called bishops that used their positions of authority to manipulate. So you come along and you have to pick up the pieces in these people's lives and raise up a correct foundation. Both of you at times have felt completely inadequate. That's good. Because you have been inadequate. That's why I've been allowing my spirit to move through you and supernaturally unctionize and your speaking wisdom in supernatural ways that because you feel and sense your inadequacy, I'm able to entrust to you that wisdom. And you're just as amazed and shocked as everyone else how things are being ironed out. You're equalizing where there has been great turbulence, great change. The structure has been faulty. You're laying a foundation so that I can build upon that foundation, an edifice to my glory and to my honor. I've called both of you to be like a spiritual nursing father and mother. My son, I want you to know that before you were even born, I knew you in your mother's womb and ordained and called you to bear fruit and much fruit. The times of great pain that you experienced at 6 years of age, the great pain that you experienced at 12 years of age. The Lord says this brought a brokenness, a humility. And there have been those days, those weeks and months, where I see you just staring out of a window, where it's raining, dark and dismal. And even with thoughts of just, why should I live? What can I accomplish? And so you begin to study book upon book. You begin to read book upon book. You begin to pour into your intellect knowledge. Knowledge that I will use and I have used, saith the Lord. And then you begin to develop your ability in communications and administrational abilities. The Lord says you're an elder. You're a pillar, both of you established in my temple. When others flee, you will stand. You are in gatherers, not scatterers. There's been too much scattering of the sheep. I'm going to cause you to call forth the sheep. They're going to hear my voice. You're going to know the voice of the Master. You're going to call them forth. And there's going to be an ingathering and a restoration. Just as the brethren in Joseph's day came back in the times of famine and returned, so shall I cause many to turn back in their times of famine and be restored, saith the Lord. And there will be no condemnation. There will be no guilt. There will be nothing of that nature. My son, there has been those men that have tried to take advantage of you to bring a separation within your wife or towards your wife. This was ungodly. This was unclean. This is not going to happen. Because this woman is going to stand with you all the rest of your days. Because she is a virtuous woman. She is an Esther that is drawn near unto the Lord. That through her intercessions and through her commitment to the king, many people will be saved. And both of you have a great opportunity that's coming forth. You're not just going to be stationed in one area. I'm going to move you around. You're going to be as sent ones with a specific message. With a specific grace message. Grace, grace. Many mountains in people's lives are going to be torn down. Because you're going to have the revelation of grace, grace. And you're going to be able to speak prophetically to those mountains. And they will become as a plain, saith the Lord. Now allow me to heal. Allow me to restore. Allow me to bring you back into singleness of vision. I'm going to do something totally new. What you've been doing is correct. It's all right. But now, in the next 3 months, I'm going to cause to come down upon you a new, fresh direction, and it may require even a move, but I'm going to provide, it's of me, and you're going to find, saith the Lord, that I'm going to break off the previous generation of individuals, men and women that are older, men and women that you looked to, men and women that you entrusted and humbled yourself and submitted to. And yet they squelched, they hindered the fullness of the expression of your giftings to come forth because of out of jealousy. They saw a greater manifestation of power and love in your lives than what they experienced. They should have been rejoicing, but instead they got jealous. I'm removing the old, bringing in the new. You are the new. You are the new. You have the new wine that can only be placed in the new wineskin. So I'm changing the wineskin. Prepare yourself. I'm changing the wineskin. I'm changing the wineskin. And I'm going to give you a whole new generation, saith the Lord, that will not even question, will not fight or war. Fight against the pricks. They will stand and believe that what has been deposited within your lives, it is for them. And you're going to see, saith the Lord, tremendous miracle breakthroughs. The very thing that you saw in a vision, son, the very thing that you have been believing to happen in your life that has not yet happened, I'm going to cause you to have an empathy, a sympathy, a love, a compassion. And the very thing that you haven't seen, you're going to see it in people's lives. The restoration of bodies that will be set free and made whole, saith the Lord. What I have forgiven you of, saith the Lord, I forget. You forget it. Move forward. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. It's a new song. It's a new rejoicing. Come on, let's bless them right now. It's the favor of the Lord. Because you've surrendered it all to the Lord. You've just given it all. You're emptied. That's it. You have come to the bankruptcy of yourself. Now I'm going to be able to take and use you, saith the Lord, in ways that you would have never even thought you could ask, but ask of me, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou hast never seen. What that means is there's things that have been all fenced up, held up. I'm going to open up the gate. I'm going to open up the gate. Hallelujah. I'm opening up the gate, and I'm going to let out all of those blessings that I have spoken and decreed and prophesied over you. I remember you were in a conference about 3 years ago. I'm seeing this in the spirit. And there was an impartation and a word that was spoken. That word is going to come back to you. Hallelujah. And that revelation that you discussed for 2 or 3 hours after the conference in the middle of the night, that is going to be a keynote revelation that's going to cause you to build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. Hallelujah. Oh, let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my soul. I like that song. I know I'm kind of old. All these kids are saying, what song is that? Bless the Lord, oh my soul. That goes way back, doesn't it, right? Come on, let's just worship the Lord. Don't be scared. I'm walking down here because I want to be able to see and perceive. And every one of you, your needs are important. And one of the greatest frustrations I have is I want to bless and I want to minister to every one of you.
Хочу благословить каждого и служить вам.
Maybe I'll come back into that strength time.
Может, я вернусь назад в эту силу.
But until then, just please understand that.
Но до того, пожалуйста, понимайте.
I want this young lady to come here.
Вот эту молодую девочку, чтобы она пришла сюда.
You're so cute.
Такая красивая. Иди сюда.
How are you doing?
Как дела?
And what is your name? How old are you? 14. You're all grown up. Let's bless Christina.
Давайте благословим Кристину.
Let's bless Christina. Шилавакото кодрабаше. See, I want to share my heart to you, saith the Lord. Heart to heart. Have you noticed how that I move upon you in certain ways that through the day you feel like things are drawing you into other things that can be relational and not as important as your relationship with me, and yet every time you get into my presence, I draw you nearer. And all of those things that are important, some of them are wonderful relationships, but they pale in comparison to what I have for you. I've called you to be unique. I've called you to be set apart, to be chaste unto me, saith the Lord. Make the decision. Because the peer pressure around you will try to lure you and draw you. But you will rise up as a young lady, a virtuous young lady. You will set your forehead as a flint, as it says in Ezekiel chapter 3. You won't turn to the left or turn to the right. You will say, this is the standard. This is the life. I'm the Lord's. And the song of the Lord, the gifting, the ability to express poetically in a prophetess expression will be your portion, saith the Lord. You're going to have a tremendous, and I rarely will prophesy over this, but you will have a tremendous operation in the Spirit where I'm going to open up certain experiences and heavenly encounters. You'll be one of those dove companies that will soar as the eagle, that will arise. But the Lord says, let me just prepare you for the next 4 years of the most important years of your life. I'm going to open up the door which no man can close. You will, for a season of time, establish yourself in a school of the supernatural and prepare yourself to be launched into great opportunities that won't just be in this state or in this nation, but other nations as well. Because you're going to be a nurturer. You're going to woo the children. Oh, I just see an amazing wooing of people of darkened faces. I'm going to tell you what I see right now. I just believe there's going to be an opportunity that's going to come to you in about 3 or 4 years where you're going to go to Mozambique. And you're going to see how life really is. And you're going to come under the spirit of great passion and great love for the people. And you're going to find how that the gifts that God's put within you is going to bring tremendous healing. I want you to bring healing to my people. I want you to bring healing to my people. I want you to be able to look at an individual. I'm going to give you the eyes of a seer. I'm going to give you the eyes that will know. Not in criticalness, but just will know and discern. And will have the witness in your spirit this is not right. This is of error, but this is of God. This is of the Spirit. This is the type of person you're going to be at a very young age. I don't have time to wait until you're 40 years of age to come into maturity. I need you to come into maturity at 18 years of age. Don't let that be a pressure, because it's not by your might or power, but by my Spirit. But let me work it out with you. And everything is about choice. Everything is about choice. Everything is about correctly choosing. Choose my ways, and I promise you that your future is bright in me, and that you'll move into the awareness of my greatness and my majesticness that will cause people to soar as you will soar in the heavens. Hallelujah. Oh, let's bless the Lord.
Благословите Господа.
Come on, let's praise Him. Amen.
Давайте прославлять Его.
Woo! This is fun. Let me get my prophet's eyes on.
Дайте я одену свои пророческие глаза.
I don't do that.
Я не делаю это.
I can't do that.
Не могу это делать.
Just, you know, just can't do that. I just got to be myself.
Мне нужно быть собой, хорошо?
I just got pulled by the hand of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Господь потащил меня только что.
Could you stand up?
Встань.
Okay. Who are you? Friend?
А ты кто?
I just felt, see, you know what happened? I walked by her and then I had a hand grab me.
Знаете, я прошел мимо нее, потом меня рука схватила.
That is a strange feeling.
Это интересное чувство.
When an angel grabs the back of my shoulder and pulls me back.
Где ангел хватает меня за плечо и тащит назад.
I'm not giving you the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. I'm not the author of confusion, but of peace. Peace. Rest and tranquility. Your brain is like a noisy machine that will not quiet itself. The pressures that are upon you, the needs that need to be met financially, do not, you know I'm aware of those things. Have I not always made a way? My daughter, I want you to just allow me to liberate you from the feeling that the way things used to happen in times past, you have the feeling they may repeat themselves in the same manner. They will not. Because the counsel of my word has changed the situations and circumstances. Let me bring you back into the joy. You've lost your joy. You see everyone else rejoicing. And yet you know you've got to go back to the same pressure. You've got to go back to the same heaviness. But I'm going to place upon you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And I'm not going to take you out of the fire. I'm going to sustain you and strengthen you while you're going through the fire. I'm not going to remove the water. I'm going to cause you to, amen, walk through the water, not drown. Walk through the fire, not be burned. Hallelujah. I'm going to cause you to find rest in all of the activity of life. The seeds you've sown in that one singular person's life, that word will not return unto me void. But it will accomplish. I know decisions were made. I know you were caught in the middle of those decisions. I know that you're having to work situations out that's been very difficult because of those decisions. But I want you to know that you're just beginning to live. You're just beginning to know me in a way that you've never known. You're coming into a place of great stability and strength. You need this. You're tossed to and fro too much. The winds and the waves come. You look at the circumstances. You begin to sink, but I'm going to cause you to walk, saith the Lord. Keep your eyes upon me. Let me do the work. Let me bring it about at the appropriate time. There's going to be some wrinkles ironed out. You've not done anything necessarily wrong. This is a condemnation of the enemy. It's just, you feel like you're existing. You feel like you're just every day just existing. But I'm gonna cause you to rise up. I'm gonna cause you to rise up above it. You're gonna look down upon your problem. You're gonna put your foot on the neck of your enemy, saith the Lord. As Judah put their foot on the neck of their enemy, as you rise up into the praise and adoration that you have with your Lord, that's exactly where your enemy will be, underneath your feet. No longer are you going to be tossed to and fro, dragged around by the circumstances of life. You are going to take a hold of the horns of the altar. You are going to move forward, saith the Lord. And my presence will sustain you. My presence will envelop you. You will rise up, saith the Lord. And there will be a rejoicing and a joy. And there will be a freedom greater than you've ever thought. So be set free. There it is. Hallelujah. That yoke is broken because of the anointing. Hallelujah. Woo. I want you to stand up. What is your name?
Andreas.
Andrew.
Andrei.
Kind of a small guy, isn't he?
Маленький, да?
I can handle him.
Я смогу с ним справиться.
I told him he needs to be my bodyguard.
Я ему сказал, он должен быть моим телохранителем.
So when I go to the Muslim world,
когда я еду в страны мусульманские,
and they point a gun at me,
они ставят на меня,
I just hide behind him. Hallelujah. He gets shot.
И в него стреляют.
Then I got to raise him from the dead.
Потом мне нужно его воскрешать, знаете?
Let's bless him right now.
Давайте благословим его сейчас.
Come on, let's bless him. I must have men that are after my own heart. Yes, women. The church would not be where it's at if it wasn't for the precious women of the church. That is so true. But the great restoration that's taken place in this hour is the fatherhood of God speaking to men and causing them to rise up and take their position with great equality with the women, but in great position of responsibility. And they've ran and hid from it, and they have not allowed themselves to enter into the fullness of responsibility, and it's grieved the Holy Spirit. And it's caused too much pressure upon the sisters of the Lord. And they labor night and day with great anguish. Because all they want is a man after God's own heart. You are a man after God's own heart. To establish men after God's own heart. To start a movement among men. Hallelujah. To put grit within them, determination, to get rid of every spirit that would cause them to just not be the righteous man of strength and valor. I want warriors, saith the Lord. Yes, bride, it's a warrior bride church. But I want warriors. You're called to bring forth and bring out the potentials of warriors, to ignite an army, to bring them in rank so they will not break rank and go forth. You are like a watchman that is set upon the walls of the church, my son. And you are set upon the walls of a community. You're set upon the walls of the church. And you will see and discern the advancement of the enemy. And then you will tell the people of God what armament and weaponry that's necessary to defeat the enemy. Because I'm going to give you a Sons of Issachar anointing. You're going to discern the times. I'm going to cause you to know and hear the enemy's voice even in the camp. Hallelujah. The secrets will be revealed. Amen. And you will already have the answer. Because yea, saith the Lord, even as Daniel was placed into the empire, and had understanding the dark sayings, hidden truths and riddles, so shall I cause you, saith the Lord, to have that Daniel unction, to be able to speak forth even to those with the correct interpretation, that which is bound, which is knotted up, which what is confusing, to unravel those mysteries of the Spirit and cause all of the confusion and all of the cultural pressures that have come upon men as well as women, but particularly men that just need to be restored to the families. It's families, my brother. But it's got to be men of God. So that means by the Spirit of the Lord, you're going to slap them around if need be. Hallelujah. You're going to make men out of them. You're going to get rid of the effeminate spirit. Glory to God. Well, that's it. Hallelujah. I don't know what that means, but I want this gentleman to know right here, would you stand?
Я хочу, чтобы этот джентльмен знал, ты можешь встать?
Yeah, and do you know the lady next to you?
И женщина рядом с тобой?
Now you can interpret this.
Это можно перевести.
God says, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything they ask, it shall be done of my Father which is in
heaven. Бог говорит, все, что вы соединитесь и решите сделать на земле, Отец сделает это вам.
Nothing is impossible.
Нет ничего невозможного.
Where there's the agreement.
Где есть союз.
And this is what God is fastening.
Это что Бог делает?
He is taking his hammer and nailing down and fastening.
Он берет свой молоток и просто прибивает это.
That which you have begun to build.
То, что вы начали строить.
And if you will keep your eyes upon the Lord, nothing will move you.
Если вы будете держать свои глаза на Господе, ничего не сдвинет вас.
From the miracle that you're believing God for.
Того чуда, которое вы верите, что Бог даст вам.
The blessing that's going to come to both of you.
И благословение, которое придет на обоих для двоих.
Because there's a great, great love revelation.
Потому что есть великое, великое откровение любви.
That you, my brother, need.
Ты, мой брат, нуждаешься в этом.
I mean, you're a great heart. You got a great heart.
У тебя очень хорошее сердце. Серьезно.
You got a great heart.
У тебя хорошее сердце.
But it needs to be expressed.
Оно должно высвободиться.
And shown.
Показать.
And it's hard sometimes.
Иногда это тяжело сделать.
You were taught to stand up.
Потому что тебя научили стоять
твердо.
На своих ногах.
And it's not that you're a hardened man.
Это не то, что ты какой-то твердый человек. Но ты такой.
You had to be raised that way.
Ты так вырос.
And that will be a quality that God will use.
Но это та черта, которую Бог будет использовать.
The greatest quality in both of you.
Самая большая черта хорошая в вас обоих.
Will be great lovers of Jesus.
Будет великая любовь к Иисусу.
And lovers of the church.
И также церкви.
And great parents.
И вы будете очень хорошими родителями.
Let's thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Господа.
All right.
Хорошо.
Let's move that camera over.
Давайте передвигаем камеру.
And I love this blue line.
Я люблю эту голубую линию.
You're wise people.
Вы очень мудрые люди.
Let me tell you what's going to happen now.
Давайте я скажу, что будет сейчас происходить.
I have been administering prophetic oil.
Я уже служил в этом пророческом еле.
But for all of you that desire it,
для всех остальных, кто желает это,
I'm going to anoint you with oil,
я буду помазывать вас елеем.
And you're going to stand on these lines,
вы встанете
shoulder to shoulder,
на эти линии плечом к плечу.
And, I'm going to seal by the Spirit,
и я запечатаю Духом
everything that God, whatever he's accomplished,
все, что Бог он уже делает, чтобы это было закончено.
If I'm invited in the future sometime,
если я когда-то в будущем буду приглашен,
I'm not trying to garner an invitation.
Я не приглашаю себя, понимаете?
But really, I'm not.
Я серьезно, нет.
But if I do come back,
но если я вернусь,
I believe it'll even be greater.
Я верю, это будет еще что-то намного больше.
Sometimes it's the third or fourth or fifth visit that I have in a region, in an area.
Когда это третий, четвертый или пятый визит, который я имею в какой-то
where
местности.
I start seeing the fingers grow out,
где я начинаю видеть, когда пальцы вырастают. Где они были обрезаны.
Rarely has it ever happened on the first, you know, visit to a church.
Очень-очень редко это происходит на первый визит в церковь.
It's because we come into the spirit of unity.
Это потому что мы сходимся в единство духа.
And you become, you know, more in agreement, and you understand me, and
вы больше понимаете
you.
Меня, я понимаю больше
see,
вас.
This isn't about me.
Это не насчет меня.
This isn't about me. This is
это
about
меня,
you.
Это насчет вас.
Do you understand that?
Понимаете это?
I'm nothing. This I'm just
я
an empty vessel.
Я просто
feet of clay.
Просто ноги глина.
What's important is not what happens through this ministry, but what happens through this ministry.
Что важно, что не то, что происходит с этим служением, происходит вот с этим служением. Это не какое-то ложное смирение. Я хочу видеть еще большие вещи. Но я хочу еще большие вещи, чтобы происходили для вас, для вашего благословения. И чтобы вещи умножались.
Whatever I move in is reproduced in your life.
Потому что я думаю, в чем я двигаюсь, это потом будет в вашей жизни.
And you bless other people.
И вы будете благословлять других людей.
Then I won't lose my reward.
Тогда я буду иметь, не потеряю свою награду.
Amen.
Аминь.
If you were not here tonight.
Если вы не были здесь.
Excuse me. If you were not here last night.
Если вас не было вчера здесь.
Some of you were not here tonight. All right.
Хорошо, некоторые из вас не здесь сегодня.
Sorry, because I thought about that. Some of you are just.
Я подумал, потому что некоторые.
Maybe you were in a trance or something.
Может,
в трансе
или что, я не знаю.
But if you were not here last night.
Если вас не было здесь вчера вечером.
And you're here because you're in need of a healing.
И вы здесь, потому что вы нуждаетесь в исцелении или что такое.
We're going to anoint with oil.
Будем помазывать елеем.
It's the same Holy Spirit tonight as last night.
Это тот же самый Святой Дух сегодня, что и вчера.
I want you to receive a fresh oil.
Я хочу, чтобы вы приняли свежий елей.
And we're not going to take a long time here.
Мы не займем долго.
We're going to let the Spirit of God move.
Мы позволим Духу Бога, чтобы он двигался.
Please understand one other thing.
Пожалуйста, понимайте еще одну вещь.
First, I appreciate you being here.
Сначала я очень благодарю вас, потому что вы
здесь.
Спасибо
за
привилегию, потому что я могу здесь
находиться.
И также я обещаю, в следующий раз у меня не будет этой простуды.
Greater strength.
Мне будет больше силы.
To even do more.
Делать еще больше.
Every week I'm getting stronger and stronger.
Потому что каждую неделю становлюсь сильнее.
So I figure by next spring or so I'm going to be 100%.
Я думаю, на следующую весну я уже буду на 100%. Аллилуйя.
But like one pastor said, my 70% is more than most people's 100%.
Как один пастор сказал, мои 70% больше, чем у некоторых всех их 100%.
I'm not a type of person that's has a lot of hype.
И тот человек, который имеет много всяких раздувания.
Energy.
Энергии.
I was in my 20s, yes.
Когда мне было 20, может, да.
I have mellowed.
Я вот так успокоился.
Amen. And prayerfully, there's a richness in that.
И в этом есть богатство.
I say that because when I anoint you with oil.
Я говорю это вам, потому что когда я буду помазывать
елеем. Hear this. Hear this.
Слушайте.
I've got to talk to some of the young ministers.
Мне нужно говорить с некоторыми молодыми служителями,
I will not mention names.
Я не буду говорить никакие имена.
So do not ask me.
Не спрашивайте меня.
You're probably wondering who I'm talking about.
Вы, наверное, думаете, за кого я говорю?
There's been a few that you have had in this church.
Также были некоторые, которые к вам приезжали.
That I need to have a talk to.
С которыми мне нужно поговорить.
And it's this.
Это вот этот.
I do not push people.
Я не толкаю людей.
I despise that.
Я ненавижу это.
When you come up in a prayer line and somebody like the other day, one of those young men.
Когда вы подходите в линию, вот мы пару дней назад, один мужчина, не спрашивайте, как его зовут, пожалуйста. Я встал в линию, он хотел, чтобы я был помазан. Он подходит ко мне и начинает толкать мою голову.
And he said, "Quit resisting, Dr. Maloney. Quit resisting."
Он говорит, доктор Малони, не сопротивляйся.
Man, about 10 times, quit resisting.
10 раз говорил мне, не сопротивляйся.
I got so tired of it. You know what I did?
Я так устал. Знаешь, что я сделал?
I said, "Oh, stop it!" And I went poof and touched him, and he went down. Hallelujah!
Я сказал, перестань, я коснулся его, и он упал.
That's how it's done.
Вот как оно работает.
Now, I've, I don't do wham bam.
Я не делаю вот эти бэм.
Can you ever envision Jesus doing that?
Вы видите, как Иисус
wham,
это делает вот это?
I will anoint you with oil.
Я помажу вас елеем.
There will be no pressure.
Не будет никакого давления.
God does not need my help.
Богу не нужна моя помощь.
If you are overwhelmed,
если вас накрывает,
somebody will be behind you.
Кто-то будет стоять за вами.
To let you soak, lay down and soak.
Позволит вам просто пропитаться, положит вас.
If you are not overwhelmed, just stand there
and
receive.
Если вас не накрывает, просто стойте и принимайте.
Give the Lord a praise offer.
Воздайте славу Богу. Выходите по линиям, по линиям. Здесь, вот сюда. Это, наверное, самое быстрое, что я когда-то видел, такое происходило. Начинайте молиться в духе.
Thank you.
Аллилуйя. О, церковь.
Church.
Воздайте славу Богу.
Give God glory.
Знаете, просто я чувствую великая слава, просто следующий уровень
высвободился.
Давайте поблагодарим Бога за этого прекрасного помазанника. Джеймс. Мы сейчас планируем следующую конференцию с ним в мае, в начале мая. Он приедет назад, поверьте мне. We're working on it. Да, мы сейчас работаем. Это дата еще неизвестна, но я думаю, весной. Вы знаете, это серьезный уровень. Уникальный уровень.
Very unique.
уровень чистоты слова.
Level of purity.
Я не слышал такого еще ни от кого. Я говорю честно. И у нас много друзей помазанников. Чистота и уровень помазания. И сила слова. Просто нереально. Я знаю тех людей, которому он пророчествовал. Я просто сидел, меня накрывало от точности. Того, что он говорил. И он абсолютно, я точно знаю, не знает, что происходит в жизнях пасторов Германии и Литвы. Церкви в Завете, дорогие, Бог что-то великое делает. Вы должны были быть на этой конференции физически здесь. О, Светлана реально в каком-то трансе сейчас.
She's in some sort of trance at the moment.
Естественно, как у нас уже какой-то обычай.
Like sort of...
У нас уже, я не знаю, сколько...
Больше
40-50, я не помню.
40-50, I'm not sure.
То есть очень уникальный камень, камень вышел. Те, кто в гостях у нас, обычно Светлана попадает в транс. И в видение. И очень и часто у нее выходят камни изо рта. Кто-то в это не верит, мы во все верим. Поэтому мы это имеем.
This is why we have it.
Amen. Мы дадим возможность посмотреть, сфотографировать, только не трогайте руками, пожалуйста. И, пожалуйста, не трогайте Светлану. Мы уважаем помазание. Не забудьте книгу Джеймса. Благословений вам. Я хочу вас отпустить, Бог.